Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to greatlakesdragway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. 5 o'clock hour, 414-799-1250. You can let us know what you're confident, concerned, and curious in. Or if you're really buying into the San Francisco 49ers. Those are the lanes here on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. But guys, we got to talk about it now. The breaking news on The Fan is always powered by Radio.com Sports. Brought to you by Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Three members of the Green Bay Packers were put in handcuffs for it. Za'Darius Smith will go and have a court appearance coming up on Tuesday at 2 p.m. because of it in Racine. Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary, and Kingsley Keke were arrested at one point, and cited was Za'Darius Smith as a deputy activated his lights in a normal traffic stop for a speeding violation on 94, about 5:30. This would have been the weekend that the Green Bay Packers had played the short week Philadelphia Eagles game. Coming back from Chicago from a stint, Rashawn Gary, Kingsley Keke, and Za'Darius Smith were in a car. It appeared that Za'Darius Smith was driving the SUV. No drugs were found on any of the players, but three blunts, a hollowed-out cigar filled with marijuana, along with a vaping cartridge, were found in a duffel bag in the rear part of the car. When deputies asked about the smell of it, and Za'Darius Smith was read his Miranda rights, he said, "What weed?" before saying, "I'll put it on me," when asked if they were his.
So, I would tell him it was the Christmas tree that I hang on the rear view mirror, and that's just
right.
The smell.
Not Ray Sr., no.
Yeah.
They aren't going to laugh at that.
Yeah,
so that's the situation. It appears that the Packers, we do not know if they will be subject to a suspension, but the NFL has said that they will investigate. The Green Bay Packers say that they are aware of the situation, but we will refrain from making any further comment as it is a legal matter. That is a quote from a team spokesperson.
I mean, if you live around here and he doesn't, they're in Green Bay. That's far from Racine. But if you live around here, you know you can't speed on any section of that interstate on 94 in Racine. They're going to get you every time. That is the hardest section of the interstate in southeastern Wisconsin to try and get away with speeding with. And then you put in construction barrels and everything else, and now you've got accidents happening left and right between Oak Creek and Racine. Like, every day, it seemingly, there is an accident with this construction that's taken, like, a decade to get done with. You've got all of that going on. So we're talking about break. Imagine what that fine is, because you speed in a construction zone, those fines double, triple, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. And while the report says none of the men showed signs of being high, according to reports, background checks revealed none of the men had prior arrests for any marijuana possession. They were released after Smith was given the two citations. The citations appeared on the online court records for Wisconsin, and one was for speeding on the freeway going 20 to 24 miles an hour. He was cited at 81 in the 60-mile-an-hour construction zone, and the other for possession of marijuana or a synthetic marijuana.
This is not that big of a deal.
Thank you. It shouldn't be.
Here's
he's probably going to get suspended.
Yeah, he probably will get suspended.
No, he won't.
But I'm just saying,
the NFL will suspend him.
Well, they didn't suspend the tight end last time this happened.
They just
was the tight end from Wisconsin?
Lance Kendrick.
Now, remember he got pulled?
Well, he got suspended.
Geronimo.
At the beginning of the next season or something like that.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure he got
about
a game.
Then, hopefully next season then.
Geronimo Ellison had an issue with the same thing. I think so did Aaron Jones.
As well, yeah, Aaron, that's the one that they put in here. Aaron Jones got two games, along with backup tackle Alex Light, my man, was suspended for minor possessions of marijuana. Jones was pulled over for speeding and admitted to marijuana use back in October of 2017. Yeah. His suspension did not come until the next season when he served the first two games of last season.
Right, so if it happens, it'll be next year.
Well, you go into the program if it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope it's not the Niner game.
You go into the program, and once they go into the program, and then you complete certain classes and stuff.
Protocols, maybe.
Right, go through the protocols
you're
and everything.
Good. You're just good. The NFL's a little bit different. I don't know what's – I think the speeding, to me, is the bigger issue.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
It always the bigger issue.
Just slow down. Gary didn't laugh at me because I drive slow. Because I don't want to give
my money.
Well,
you should get a ticket for driving slow.
I've got pulled over for going slow because they think that's suspicious, too.
Yeah.
Probably more suspicious.
Damn right.
You would think, dude going slow.
Yeah. You saw that one move up in smoke, didn't you?
Yeah, I love it.
They had the van going. The van wasn't really moving. They just sit on the side of the highway.
Just thought they were cruising now.
Yeah, that's how Leroy be doing.
Hey, man, I just, listen.
And the citations are not criminal charges. Let's also remember that as well.
Well, everybody got speed.
So give me the history on this. So go back, Billy. So Aaron Jones did get suspended.
So Aaron Jones was suspended for two games. Now, he was also admitted to using marijuana that time. Za'Darius Smith was asked in the – I'm trying to find the exact quote here. But according to reports, he was asked if he had – he had said that he had used – Smith told a deputy he had smoked some marijuana earlier before the group had left an apartment in Chicago to return to Green Bay. Deputies reported and indicated that none of the men smelled of marijuana once they were separated from the Yukon that they were driving. So,
and he don't need to admit that. Just give me a ticket.
But a lot of this is just, all right, man, I'm just going to comply. I'm letting you know what happened.
Darius is the one that said it's on me.
It's on me, he was driving.
Again, you can look at this and go, you're nitpicking on saying, oh, he's being a leader again, even in that instance.
Well, that's not nitpicking.
He is. I mean, he said, I got it. And he could have just not said anything and let them all figure it out.
If the four of us in a car, I'm snitching.
We know that.
If the four of us in a car, deputy, come here, it was Gary.
Right. We all know
going,
that. Right,
yells,
we know.
Gary it was points
Steve
at me.
Right. Who gave it to Gary, and Benny Towers is the one that found the guy. Let me go home.
That's exactly what happened.
The shots at 6'9".
We knew that. He said that all the time.
The shots at 6'9". I'm telling.
I take everything back.
Hey, man. I got a family.
Everything back.
He has said that forever.
I take it all back.
If we rob the bank together and they catch me, just come on down.
I take it all back.
Just come on down. We rob a bank together. Hey, man, just come on down.
I take one for you, but I take it all back. You can't ride with me no more. Here all these years, I had you being my designated driver.
Had you been my designated driver.
Walked me, I came out. You know the name.
I'm going to turn it in.
All that, this joke going to drop a dime on me in a heartbeat. Ooh, had I known that.
At least he's telling you now.
Had I known
Steve,
that.
I'm 51 and never been arrested. I ain't taking nothing.
I know. You've said it all along.
I think that makes us better friends, actually.
At least you know.
I don't think so.
No, I think it does.
At least you know.
No, you does, because you know, hey, man, you're around me. Hey, man, keep it 100.
That's pretty much true, though. Hey, don't step out of line.
Yeah, right. I'm right here. I'll tell you what's up.
But what happened to Freeman that one year? You want to talk about?
No.
Why would you talk about
that? Did they change up drivers?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
What year was it?
I don't know. One of the years I thought he changed up drivers or something like that.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
I don't know about you. Know Steve?
Nope.
Okay, let it go.
You do know?
Well, I wasn't born yet, so I don't know.
I ain't never heard that before.
Before, but yeah, now I know where the joke is staying.
Yeah, now you know.
Why you bring the name up?
Let me just say this.
Say this to say that.
Let me just say this here, Leroy.
You snitching? Why you bring Freeman name up?
It's already out. It's public record.
There's nobody looking up that.
They are now.
Yeah, it's already there.
Thanks to Gary. Thanks a lot. Let me text Freeman right now.
Let me just say this here. They give us players all these is opioids pills to take, and folks don't know how much that is an addicting drug. You mean to tell me that you'd rather for these guys to be taking
a Vicodin, Oxy,
Percocet,
yep,
all those kind of things instead of smoking marijuana
than a natural pain reliever that comes from the ground. Crazy. It is a
Billy,
natural
I had one, and I ain't gonna call no name.
Eat a
bunch
of Doritos.
Cause I had one of my teammates. I'm playing for the Lions. I had one of my teammates come up to me during the game, cause he was hurt, ankles big as a grapefruit. Looked at me doing pregame warm up and said, "Man, does it feel like I'm moving fast? Cause everything is slow motion." Dude.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to play.
Had to go out and play.
Through. So I just me, I'm just saying this. I don't know how you do it, but I just think I'd rather have Joker smoking weed than on Percocet, than on oxycodone, all these other kind of pain medication that they give us.
It's disappointing because it's legal just in multiple saying. States for and Wisconsin. I understand for everybody that's going to immediately go after it because of because I know it's going to get political. It's not legal in the state of Wisconsin. You're exactly correct. I understand that. And they also understand that that's where they were, and that's why it is a crime. But it's legal in multiple states. It's also legal in more than multiple states for it to be used for a medical reason. And I think this is where, Gary, what you were just saying, is the crux of the issue. We're handing out pills like it's candy for these guys to be able to get back onto the field. And instead of having a natural growing product that comes up naturally, that does it healthy and safe. Instead, no, because it was outlawed for a long time, we're just going to keep the status quo.
You're right, Billy, and that's the dirty secret about football or about the NFL, is about pain medication. I remember my mama she came up to see me one time, and I had all my medication sprawled out on the dresser. Now, I didn't know the name
sprawled
of it.
Sprawled out.
I didn't know the name
of it. You just knew the colors.
I knew the colors.
Mm-hmm. And what they each color
and
did,
what
right?
they did to me.
Yep.
Man, my mama threw all these. She called herself going to clean up the house. And she threw all my pills away. Man, I almost had a heart attack. But she didn't understand I needed those to keep me going or get me through.
Mm-hmm.
Hand swole up. Leg swole up. Neck hurt.
She didn't throw out your weed, did she?
Let you into that one.
We'll go to commercial.
Right into that one.
All right. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. I don't know how we transition into this, so instead, I'm going to say you could go and work for a good Christian-based company.
Oh,
and
no.
make it very affordable.
No,
living.
No,
you can't do John.
No,
Young.
No, man. No, I don't think that's a good idea. No, okay. Hey, John listen Young, to me. Man. Come.
If somebody read something.
I tell you what.
I got
why don't
it right
you go
here.
To Wendy's? That'll work.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Amen. Maybe Roberts.
Roberts.
Throw one of those Al Capone roasts in the smoker.
Come on, man. Either one of them.
No, look. If you want to watch Green Bay before Za'Darius gets suspended, you can check him out this Sunday at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill at the Football Experience Party.
They got great food there, too.
Yeah, hosted by yours truly. Oh, man.
I'm going to take a break, man. I'm walking outside.
Thank you. That way people can actually hear me. All kinds of prizes to be given away at the Mega Sports Bar and Grill coming up on Sunday. Again, a 3:25 kick. Don't forget. Prizes courtesy of Miller Lite for all of our trivia questions that we ask throughout the game. End of game prizes are awesome. Waukesha Sports Cards and Rob do a great job. Check out the Brookfield Square location, their main location as well at Waukesha Sports Cards. Check this out. Za'Darius Smith signed jersey, and we also have a Jordy Nelson signed picture. That's right. All will be given away at the end of the game coming up on Sunday. Now, luxury boxes are available for each game that you can call ahead and reserve. Those are booths that host 6 to 8 people or so, all with clear view of the gigantic wall of TVs, centerpiece, 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen TV, surrounded by 9 other TVs. So call ahead, get the luxury boxes, or the mezzanine seating, beautiful. Beautiful view of that wall of TVs on the second level. All the seats on the first floor can also be reserved too, whether it be booths or bar top tables. All of those work. All you have to do is call Mecca Sports Bar and Grill right now, 414-908-0401, 414-908-0401. Best place in Milwaukee to watch sports, and their food created by a team of talented chefs. Elevate Sports Bar Fare to a whole new level. Don't forget, open for lunch 7 days a week, weekdays, open at 11 a.m. Located in the Deer District, across from the Fiserv Forum, go to the Mecca, MKE.com.
And we're talking Bucks basketball after Bucks and Magic tonight. It's a 6 o'clock tip from the Amway Center in Orlando. We're talking Bucks basketball here tonight on The Fan with Tim Allen, the franchise. Pick and Save Probes postgame show after Bucks and Magic. We're back after this on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler joining us now from Sports Info Solutions. Our guy Mark Simon on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Have you guys recovered yet from the way that the season ended with the knowledge that the team that beat you won the whole thing?
No, not really.
Yeah, probably not. No. But again...
Sticks with you.
If you watch
Thanks
the whole thing play
up,
out, you, I mean, the Brewers, even though it was a one-game situation, they beat Hader, and he actually won Reliever of the Year. So you still got to give a hat tip, I guess, to the Nationals to a certain degree for taking care of Hader in that series. So you've got the Fielding Bible Awards that just came out with Sports Info Solutions. Tell everybody how those are based in comparison to, say, the Gold Glove that will be announced on Sunday.
The Gold Gloves are voted on by managers and coaches, remembering that their viewpoint is from the dugout, looking out to the field and maybe seeing some things that we don't, but maybe missing a few things as well and not necessarily seeing the entire picture, but still very legitimate, not going to dismiss them. The Fielding Bible Awards give you a different perspective. It's a group of 12 people, essentially baseball nerds like me, but also Peter Gammons, Rob Nyer, the ESPN broadcaster Chris Singleton is among the panelists. It's hundreds of years of baseball knowledge put together, and they take the eye test and they take the metric test, and we vote on a group where we select 10 players instead of one player at each position, and we figure out who is the best, who is second, who is third, and in the end, we get winners like Lorenzo Cain in center field.
Okay, so you have Lorenzo Cain winning there. I think you made a mistake or something. I did not see Yasmani Grandal at the catcher position.
Right.
I thought you were going to get on me for my vote because I don't think I voted
for
him. His contributions this year were strong on the offensive side. So here's the thing with Grandal. There are a pretty good number of catchers now who are really good at pitch framing. The difference between 1 and, say, 12 is not what it used to be. When Grandal was first in the league, Grandal was 1 or 2, and then 3, 4, and 5 were well below him. Now there's about a dozen guys that are really good, and the guys that beat him across both the American League and the National League were excellent at throwing out runners and pitch blocking and some things that aren't necessarily Grandal's strengths. So as much as I was the chairman of the Yasmani Grandal fan club, I did have a limit to my following of him. He's very strong. I will not dispute my fanhood of him this season. He just didn't come up as a winner in this.
How does your awards coincide with Major League Baseball?
So what's kind of neat is Major League Baseball has done a lot better to get the Gold Gloves right. Okay. And the managers are helped out by the metrics. And actually what it is now is that the managers and the coaches vote, and then the metrics are all kind of squished together into one, and they get a vote too. And in the end, the metrics account for about 25% of the vote. And what that does is that prevents a situation like 20 years ago where you had someone like Rafael Palmeiro win the award when he barely played first base. It ensures that the statistics are taken into account and that that someone like Cain is appreciated, although I think he's pretty good by the eye test too. It helps. The Gold Gloves have gotten a lot better in the last 5 years thanks to the addition of this. And in the end, they come out pretty close to about the same. So I think it'll be Kane or Robles on Sunday when they're announced.
Now, I remember when J.J. Hardy was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers, and then he went to the Orioles, and he complained out loud that he thought the Gold Glove Award was a joke because he thought it took more into account offense than it really should for an award that's based on defense. How much of that do you think still is in play?
If you look at the winners from previous years, that was fairly obvious. There was also a trend that I had been tipped off to. I'd have to look at it more closely, but that the pitcher who won wasn't necessarily the best fielding pitcher. It was just the pitcher who pitched the most innings without an error. And the Gold Gloves, as I said, that's eliminated now by putting in, by baking in essentially a 25% component that looks at the advanced stuff.
Okay, what about this? Because another thing that I've seen people saying why Lorenzo Cain doesn't winning is because he's one of the few players that doesn't wear a Rawlings glove.
No, okay, that I don't buy into that, because in the end, the coaches and the managers are the ones doing the voting. Rawlings is just the conduit to it. They do a good job. I will stand strong in support of them.
When does the voting occur? Does it vote end at the end of the regular season, or will this postseason run affect things?
So no, it's voted as the season is ending. The eligibility for it ends at game number 142, and then from that point forward, there's a period where the managers and the coaches fill out their ballots, like September 20th, somewhere in there. They're all voting. And that creates some interesting scenarios. Like, the Padres have an outfielder, Hunter Renfro, who we had as being really good in right field, but he wound up eligible in left field because at the 142-game mark, he hadn't played enough in right field to be the right field guy, even though he probably should have been in the end. Aaron Judge missed the cutoff. And I think if you watch the playoffs, you saw how good Aaron Judge was. But Aaron Judge didn't qualify. The 142-game mark didn't help matters there because he was hurt. It's an interesting situation the way that they have it. That's the way that they've chosen to do it. And I guess, except for some, it works better than others.
Let me ask you this. Moustakas and Grandal both declined their mutual option with the Brewers and now head into free agency. If you were David Stearns, which one do you hold more valuable to you that you'd be willing to pay, $15 to $20 million a year on a multi-year deal?
I think it's funny. John Heyman said that Grandal was going to cash in better than a 4 for $60.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, I think he's still going to have a little trouble getting a four-year deal. Because who wants to commit that much money to an old catcher?
See, and that was my thing too, Mark. I think if you go to Grandal and say, look, you're going to catch for the first 2 years of this deal, and in the second 2 years of this deal, you're going to be primarily a first baseman with some catching sprinkled into it.
Right.
As an organization, I think I feel better about that, saving his knees versus gambling on his knees for 4 more years.
Yeah, if he's willing to go for that, that might be a way to go. That's where I would say that I would think that they're more likely to go for Moustakas. And to up him for a bit and see if there's Grandal is going to have to see if there's someone who's not necessarily analytically inclined to buy into the idea that he's going to be worth it for all 4 years of that deal.
That's awesome. Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Nice to talk to you again. We'll see if Lorenzo Cain can finally win this thing on Sunday.
Yep, we'll see.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Sports Info Solutions, Mark Simon on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. And, of course, they also are the bank that's collecting toys for the toy drive coming up December 2nd to the 6th at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. So if you want to drop off some toys early, if you don't think you can make it down to the toy drive the first week of December, you can always stop by Great Midwest Bank and drop off your toys there. And then they'll make a big delivery from all of their locations coming up the first week of December when we do the toy drive for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Gary Ellerson.
Yes.
J&J Contractors, I can't thank them enough. They've done our deck outside in the back, painted that. They come and helped redo our basement and made that into a livable space as well. Just great job of doing it and great people that you work with.
No, you're absolutely right, Steve. And they do that much, much more. If you were talking about renovating your kitchen, and I know they've done a new bathroom for our program director here. They put in a whole new bathroom for them. And you know, a lot of people come in, they move into a house, and sometimes they don't have everything they want. Well, my good friends at J&J Contracts come in and add on some livable space to your house, add on to a bathroom to your house, redo your kitchen, redo your countertops, redo your cabinets. They can do that and much, much more, guys. Call my good friends up today. Ask for Jason at J&J Contractors.
Coming up next, we'll look at the injury report for Sunday's game and make our predictions straight ahead. Green Bay and Kansas City here on The Fan.
Hut, hut.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack? How about the enemy? Here's this week's injury report on The Fan. Brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network connects you to advanced care across the region.
All right, time now for the injury report. See Sparky Pfeiffer. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Before we get to the injury report, Leroy, what do you got going on this week, and where can people see you?
I'll be at the Pick and Save. This is home field advantage. Normally at the Mega Mall in Oak Creek, that's the one I go to the most. But the one I go to the third most is the one right up the street from where we are today, in Hales Corners. I'll be up there tomorrow from 11 to 1. We're trying to do the 100-year anniversary for the wine. They're going to have a few bottles of wine.
I've got a bottle of that. Yep.
Yeah, they got quite a few of them. So you can come over there from 11 to 1, get an autograph. If you buy wine, you get a free football card for your kids. And I got other stuff if you want to purchase as well, because we're getting ready for the holidays. And I'm going to a big cooking demonstration on Sunday. I'll be there actually shopping. So you come by and holler at me. And anything we didn't get to today, come over there and talk to me about it.
All right, sounds good. So you can see Leroy Butler out this weekend, too. Right, let's talk about the
People
injury.
People love the Big Show. They love the Big Show.
Well, that's good.
They love them listening. They really love the Big
Let's talk about this injury report here.
You really need to get into that, Steve.
I do, because it's the best one they've had all year. I think, including week one, this may be the best one they've had all year.
When you say best, what you mean?
Did you realize that yesterday, might have been the first time all year, that every person on the roster was practicing yesterday for the Green Bay Packers? Mm-hmm. This is arguably the healthiest they've been.
This
all
is rare.
At this point.
All NFL team, this is very rare.
So you have Davante Adams now, limited participant. I'm not quite sure what
the
heck that means. He jumped over a coach. How is that limited? Tell me what fool means.
I heard the video's fake.
Jump over two coaches? Get out of here. He's listed as questionable. And Robert Tonyan, also viewed as limited participant by the Packers.
He'll be back after the bye.
Don't know if he jumped over a coach or not. But both of them are listed as questionable. Everybody else, good to go.
I would love to know who made the flight, though. If you made the flight, it's a good chance you'll play, because you can't be a game time decision.
Well, everybody, I'm guessing, because everybody
else. They left today.
I know, but everybody else practiced. Everybody practiced on the roster.
Yes, people practice, but they don't take you based on the numbers. But by them leaving today, if they were at home, it'd be better because they got one more day to kind of drag it out.
I wanted to ask Ryan.
You can't drag it out if they fly.
I wanted to ask Ryan Wood, Gary, and I don't know what you think. Of the players that have been listed as questionable by the Packers on a Friday or Saturday, how many of them have actually played
on
Sunday?
That's a good question.
I feel like they've all played on Sunday if they've listed as questionable.
Probably.
That's what it feels like.
They got rid of probable, remember?
Yeah.
That's
why we're having the situation that we're having right now with all this.
It's not questionable, limited.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but listen, anytime you go on the road to an opponent, you can't take it lightly, even though it's going to be a home crowd. I mean, it's a big deal when you fly from the Midwest way out to the West. Now, they left today. And now, we did it.
They left early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it when Leroy, did you play when Tampa was in the conference?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we always left a day early to go
to
Tampa.
And you know,
it was a big deal.
Did you know? Did they
especially
give you,
if it's 80 down there.
When you travel, did they give everybody beer, get on the plane?
Down there, but on the way back.
No, down there.
No, not down.
And back.
On the way back. Oh, not down there. On the way back.
Well, let's deal with on the way back.
We played cards on the way down.
I don't drink. Me and Reggie were the only two that didn't drink.
With wings. The rookies had to bring the wings.
Right. Our rookies, they took care of it. The team just paid for it.
We didn't have that budget.
Well, Miller was always giving everybody beer, but I didn't have it.
We had Miller beer on the way back.
So the Miller Coors, people were like, wait a minute, why does Leroy beer just always sit there wasted? Frankie was like, it's not getting wasted. We're taking good care of it. So I saw him and a couple of players playing rock, paper, scissors for my beer. They gave everybody beer. They didn't know who drank. It was hilarious.
Right.
So I'm just walking. My weakness was Sprite. That's my weakness.
I can believe that.
I drink a case.
Okay, so weather forecast for Sunday. Yes. I just looked it up. There's a website called NFLweather.com.
Perfect.
Pretty simple. They have 74 degrees and clear skies in L.A. for the Packers and Chargers on
Again,
Sunday.
Again, we want to send our condolences issues. Out to the people of the fires in California. And our prayers are with you guys because, that's just dangerous when the wind is up. So to hear 74 and clear is amazing. Anything in that area.
Well, they need rain is what they need. But I think for the Packers standpoint, that's a good temperature.
Yes.
I mean, but if they're like 80, 90.
But Za'Darius is going to cramp, though. He's going to lay on the ground and cramp. So don't get mad, people. He's going to cramp up.
Yeah, all the time.
Right, Steve?
Stop.
You think that's wrestling?
No, but he does cramp every time.
Yeah, okay.
He does cramp.
Something happens.
Okay. So let's talk about predictions for this weekend for your Green Bay Packers. Ryan Wood seemed to think this wasn't going to be that big of a deal facing the Chargers. But that point spread is not as big as apparently what Ryan Wood thinks it should be at 3.5, 4 points.
Yeah.
I'm not a betting man, so I couldn't tell you what it's supposed to be one way or the other. Gary Ellerson, Packers, Chargers. Who you got?
Packers 28-21.
7 points.
What do you think about that?
I would say Packers win 21-17.
How many points is that, Steve?
How many points is that?
21-17,
4.
Yeah, there you go. You're right in there.
Four points. Yeah, so you're close.
That Chargers defense is a lot better than people giving them credit for.
Looking at the film, they should not have lost three straight before they lost one to Bears by a kick. They're a lot better than that. They have a legitimate two-headed monster at running back. Keenan Allen, to me, is one of the most respectable receivers you'll ever watch. The guy's route running is amazing. So is Mike Williams. And Hunter Henry, don't sleep on that tight end.
No, don't go sleep on Hunter Henry. Now.
In the red zone, he's getting the ball.
But Leroy, no one talks about their two outside receivers, though.
They don't. That's what I told people. You know, Keenan Allen, if you're not into, like, fantasy football, you may not know who he is. But this guy's amazing, man. It just really is. You know, Mike Williams, a big guy. I mean, these guys, they can score, but the offensive line isn't that great. The coaches, they changed coaches. So you would think the new coach, Steve, is going to be the smartest guy in the room and is going to run the football because that's what the coach wants. Remember, the coach took over in Buffalo and won 4 games in the middle of the season. So he's used to making changes because he was a part of it. He won 4 games in Buffalo. So Anthony Lynn is going to go into it and say, listen, all these people that ran for over 100 yards against the Packers, we're going to do that. We're going to take the game plan of Philadelphia and try to mimic that. But that's not what they want to do.
No.
They want to throw the football.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I'm going to go.
Where are you going to go?
Don't roll the helmets out or whatever y'all be saying.
Roll the helmets.
I'm going to take the Packers losing to the Chargers this week.
Turn his mic off, Gary.
27-20. I'm going to take the Chargers to beat the Packers in an upset this week. First time
I've picked
against.
Don't you want Aaron Jones to do well?
First time I've picked against the Chargers or against the Packers all year. I've picked against them once. First time.
Hypocrite.
Why are you trying to be the smartest guy?
Because I think Devontae Adams is coming back, and I think there goes Aaron Jones. That's
he
what I
is not. He ain't never that's going nowhere, Steve. In this offense, he ain't never going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I think Devontae Adams comes back.
Do you see what Coleman and Breida is doing? They're doing the same thing.
I understand.
Run.
They don't have Devontae Adams. They have Emmanuel Sanders. Big difference.
Oh, he looked good.
They used him in a lot of different ways, man.
They got a lot of receivers.
See him in the backfield?
Yes.
They got a lot of receivers, too.
Yes, and Shanahan will use Sanders better than they did in Denver, for sure.
Oh, no doubt
no
about
question.
It. Way more creative.
And that's what makes you feel good about
Sanders
Matt LaFleur,
yes.
Is because Matt LaFleur is from that Shanahan tree. They both coach kind of similarly as far as how they want their offense to run.
And they look similar, too.
I'm concerned about this game for numerous reasons. I'm concerned about Chargers' pass rush.
Yep.
I'm concerned about Chargers' ground game.
Yep.
And because they just fired Wisenhunt, I think there's a good chance that they are going to try and pound the ball more to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field.
Yep.
So I'm concerned about that. They can't cover a tight end to save their life. So obviously, as you talked about Hunter Henry, that's a concern too.
Those are all good.
And as Gary pointed out earlier, every time you go west, it always ends up being a problem for the team from the East Coast or the Midwest 9 out of 10 times. I hope I'm wrong. I do. I just don't have a good feeling about this week. Yeah. And what I do have a good feeling about is Young Express, the company we talk about so much, continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company? A company that's been in business over 27 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we are talking about so much, is growing. Currently looking to add their dispatch and sales departments. You can apply online right now at youngexpress.com. J-U-N-G-Express.com. Want to work in sales? Is what Young Express is looking for. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality, willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling.
That's me.
That's true. Reliable transportation, you got that too. Willingness to travel within and inside territory, Leroy loves driving. High school diploma or equivalent.
Maybe slow, but I like it.
Yeah, he's got that. Outside sales experience preferred, he sells every day of his life. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. The ring part two? Yeah?
Everything.
Okay. Closing and follow-up skills are a must. What can you expect? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses and contests, generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, and, of course, cell phone, tablet, and all sales promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. And a fun and exciting environment and a chance to grow. How cool is that? I love that part of it. So, apply for the position that fits your passion, whether it be dispatch or sales. Go to youngexpress.com, J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express, success drives them. We only have a couple of minutes left here. So, Gary Ellerson, yeah. I want to get your thoughts. The Bucks tonight in Orlando against the Magic. The Lopez brothers were hanging out yesterday or earlier today. I think it was yesterday. Over at the NBA Experience at Disney Springs and meeting fans and all that fun stuff. One day I'll get down there. What do you feel about Bucks Magic tonight, John Hammond's squad down in Orlando?
Well, I mean, that's a young squad still, up and coming.
Very young.
I mean, you know, they'll want to get out and run a little bit. I mean, the Bucks need to start the Bucks need to beat the teams they're supposed to beat. And this is one of those teams they're supposed to beat. Now, they're on the road. It's always tough to play on the road, no matter what sport that you play. But
Giannis is going to score four.
I think
the other issue is, not an issue, but then you come back home to play the Raptors tomorrow night.
Right.
You better not have a trap game, considering how you're not off to the grace of starts.
Well, the Raptors are not a trap game.
No, the Magic, knowing that you're coming home to play
Toronto. Well, I'm just going to say, it's not a game because there's no Kawhi. It's a completely different team.
It's a good team,
though. Still got Van Vliet.
Unless you're good.
Siakam is a beast.
Siakam is a beast.
Dude, he is.
Just put Giannis on. He'll be all
right. Siakam is good.
You know what I want to talk about? I don't think Giannis get his just due in the NBA. He's
fouling out. He's MVP.
No, he's fouling out.
That's a big topic we need to address next week. It's been a big topic all week by Bucks fans. Huge on Twitter.
Get it.
Yes.
Don't get it.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Coming up next, Lodge Kohler kickoff show. Bill Michaels and Packers guard Lane Taylor coming up at 6 o'clock. And then don't forget, on Sunday, NFL football, Vikings and Chiefs here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 11:30. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Good night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.